Patty Larkin is here. Hey, Patty.
Hey, how are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing real good. I cannot tell you how excited I am to see you here in person. I've always had a huge appreciation for your guitar playing, your songwriting. Celebrating 25 years, you got the 25 love songs,
mm-hmm.
25 friends.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a CD called...
25.
There you go. It's a beautiful CD. We love it. We've been playing a lot of tracks off it. We're going to talk about that and what you've been doing lately. But first, let's go ahead and get something from you live.
That sounds good.
It's a beautiful guitar. What is that, by the way?
This is made by Jim Olson, who James Taylor plays one for sure. And then David Wilcox is how I found out about
it. What are you going to play for us, Patty?
Hallelujah.
All right.
Maybe. They told me this is crazy. They told me expect the worst. And they told me this is gonna haunt you someday. Told me this is gonna hurt. We start out just like angels. Start out just like good. And we end up just like free fall, and it ends up we knock on wood. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. Hallelujah, it's a long way down. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. I see you around in the down. They told me they could save me, told me in so many words. And they told me they didn't blame me, my face lying down in the dirt. We start out paint by number, start out by the book, and we end up in a world of wonder. Wondering why everything looks so good. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. Hallelujah, it's a long way down. Hallelujah, baby, I'm falling for you. I see you around in the downtown. Yeah, I see you around in the downtown. Told me don't be absurd. And they told me you're gonna regret this someday, and no one will know what you heard. We start out just like angels, start out just like God, and we end up just like free fall, and it ends up we knock on wood.
Live music on WKY. It's Patty Larkin. Patty, You sound fantastic.
Thank you. it's the spring weather.
If you get tickets to the show, you're going to be experiencing one of the most exciting live shows you'll ever see. I guarantee it. It is the spring weather. It's beautiful outside. Quite inspirational.
Yeah.
Is it beautiful in Boston yet?
I heard it was 80 the other day, but then it was rainy. So yes and no.
Always,
takes a while.
Always beautiful wherever you are, I'm sure. Milwaukee, okay. Wisconsin, grew up there.
Yep.
Come from a long line of Irish American singers and tale-tailers. picked up the piano at 7 and went on to become an English major. Started playing music when you were actually the guitar, that is, in high school, through college, and hit the coffee houses in Oregon and San Francisco, but then did some busking on the streets of Cambridge. And here's the thing that I find interesting. Studied jazz guitar at Berklee College of Music and performed with tons of Boston jazz guitarists. How did that transform into what you're doing now? I mean, is it where does the jazz? I'm not really...
Yeah, I know. Well, I actually have played a major seventh in the last couple of years, which is kind of wild. I think for me, I made a decision. I was an English major. I was trained as a high school teacher. You know, that was a possibility. I was a songwriter. That's what I really thought I was doing, you know. But I didn't, when I did my student teaching, I really enjoyed it. But I found a Berklee College of Music guitar book in the teacher's library. And so I started teaching myself how to read for guitar, which hadn't really occurred to me that you could do that. And so I was inspired to learn jazz and just learn more about the instrument. And I think that I also was thinking really long term. What if you want to do this, but you can't be a singer-songwriter and you just want to play, you know, all the things you are in northern Wisconsin in a little lounge, you know, in the summer, you know? And I was trying to figure out how. It was just so exciting to me. It was like learning a new language. In fact, it was, you know, just to be able to read for the instrument and learn about this music. And so I think technically it helped. And I came to the decision. I was writing songs. There's one on the album, an older song of mine lately, which is in E flat. And it was something I wrote around that time. But I was writing songs that were using some of that theory. But eventually I went back to more of the folk roots or the traditional roots or the... I don't know, just sort of, I was listening to a lot of Brazilian music, so it all kind of came together in a way once I decided to go back to acoustic, and so I was doing acoustic and electric throughout that.
No doubt about it, you're a guitar wizard, and you are. I mean, go ahead, admit it, a guitar wizard. But here's the thing that amazes me. On this 2008 record, Watch the Sky, you played nearly a dozen different instruments.
Yeah, I haven't counted, but it was a lot.
Incredible. How did that happen? I mean, you just decided to pick them all up? I mean,
I was left alone too long. And, it just started very organically. I was writing the songs elsewhere. We have, my partner and I have adopted two little girls, and it was, you know, the nanny would leave at 1 o'clock. So I had all morning to write, and then my mini disc broke. So I started putting it on my Pro Tools rig, you know, and started laying other things down. And then at some point it just occurred to us, you know, why don't you just play everything on it? And that seemed insane and yet sort of sane because I was working so all these odd hours, you know, with kids. And halfway through, my friend Ben Whitman came into the studio and he looked at the stuff and listened with me and said, okay, you're not crazy. You can go forward now. And if it hadn't worked, then we would have started making a lot of phone calls.
It really is an amazing piece of work.
Well,
I love
you.
Watch the Sky as I do everything else that I hear from you. This new record is a celebration of 25 years. It's 25 love songs. You got 25 friends on here.
And
what an impressive list of friends you've
got. I
think
so. I know.
Patty.
I'm blessed.
I want to talk about the logistics of this record. Now, you didn't... It's 25 different people. How did you do that? I mean,
I know.
Did you get everybody to come join you?
That would have been nice.
Yeah? How did that work out?
You know, I think it started, it was very organic in terms of, I want to do this album. You know, 25 songs, a double disc, that would be great. You know, retrospective, unplugged. And then let's do love songs. Oh, that'd be great. That's a cool idea, you know. What the world needs now and things like that. And then let's invite a few people on. So we invited 5 or 6 people on and they all said yes. Oh, well, let's get 2 more artists on it. That would be really cool. And so 5 or 6, they all said yes. So now we're at 12 or so. And it was a conscious decision, you know, this is a really silly idea. And we were also under a timeline, deadline. We decided that I started recording these in mid-September, and we needed them in by mid-December. So I hadn't even recorded the songs yet when I started asking people on. So that was incredibly scary. But I just kept going through some of my favorite artists, people that I know, people I've worked with, people that I admire, whom I admire so greatly. And, they all showed up. I don't know how it happened.
Showed up, I think, is a loose mm-hmm. term here.
Well, they showed up for me. I would record a number of versions of the song. We'd choose one, unplugged live, basically, you know, and then put it on a DVD. You know, I had an engineer come down, and he ran 25. He went through all the material, made it look good. You know, because I had edited things, and he just went through and made sure everything was running fine, ran all the discs. Then we sent discs of the song as it originally appeared, you know, in the studio version. And off it went, FedEx, you know, not to plug FedEx, but they, you know, off they all went. And then we put a form in the package, and one person, Jennifer Kimball, was in Ireland, and Beppe Gambetta was in, I think, in Germany. We got that to him. And a couple of the tracks came back virtually through, through servers, but everything else came back, like a message in the bottle. You know, we were just waiting with a box on the back porch. You know, like, oh, I can't wait. You know, Willie Porter's is supposed to come in today, or here comes David Wilcox. He's the first one in. And
well, I find this interesting. You sent them out, and you pretty much were at the mercy of what they were going to do with it.
Yeah, that's why.
What kind of treatment they gave to it, whether or not they were full blown accompaniment or they just kind of under the radar.
Well, I put a note in, and I would. Some of them were apparently cryptic, more cryptic than others. Some of the notes, but basically, I would say, if you want to sing on the chorus or if you want a duet with me, I left you space there. And then if you hear anything on an instrument, be my guest, and send it back. We'll see how it goes. And someone like Jonathan Brook just took it to another level. I heard it come through on the computer in the other room, and I had headphones on, and I was flipping out. Bruce Coburn played beautiful guitar, so just depending on what they wanted to do with the song and how much time. And because of the system, because of the way we did this, on the back it says produced and curated by Patty Larkin, because, a curator brings the artist together. You don't direct them. You say, God, Suzanne Vega would sound great on Pablo Neruda. I just hear her voice on it. And she came back, and she completely hit it out of the park there were tears shed when things came back, just because of how much time and love went into some of these tracks.
Being a boy, I've been trying really, really hard as I've gotten older to listen to lyrics. Okay.
Yeah,
have you heard that about boys?
I understand as a guitarist, yeah. Because that was an effort for me. I'd been playing out for probably 10 years. And,
I get older, it's easier for me to hear the lyrics.
Yeah.
And of course, working at this radio station has made it a whole lot easier as well.
Yeah.
But, what I've got to ask you, what comes first for you, the love of the guitar playing or the songwriting?
Almost always the guitar, and
talk about that.
Well, I come out of a lick or a sound, and some of the melodies come right off the guitar, but definitely I get intrigued with something I'm doing on guitar, and so then in order to retain the feeling, I start singing over it and sort of get mesmerized and get in that moment. That's the hope.
It's amazing. That's what Joni Mitchell does. And I, for some reason, I always assumed that it would be the other way around. She'd come up with, some lyrics and then put a melody to it.
Once in a while, if you're doing your work, you're carrying that little notepad around or you're in your iBook or your iPhone or something, but I lose those scraps of paper a lot of times. It's like I find them a year later, and what was I thinking? But one time Nancy Griffith said, the best songs, the lyric and the melody comes at the same time. And I thought, oh, that's silly. But that really does happen. I mean, it's almost immediate that the lyric will come if it's really working for you.
Point out a song of yours that happened.
The Cranes, which is on here with David Wilcox, because I could play a little bit of it, but I'm in a different tuning now. I'll just play a little hair of it.
Okay, and just, sure.
Let's see.
Do what you need to do, baby.
Oh, well.
It's the beauty of live radio, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay, I'm going to play the Cranes part of it.
You know, this is busking at its finest.
So here's the guitar part. On their wings they are returning. So it's right in there. On their wings they fly. Shadows fade, the sun is burning. Oh my God, I'm writing a song about birds. What am I going to do with that? You know, but it just, you can't, I think the big effort is at that point is to say, I'm not going to criticize this. I can't judge it because you shut yourself down.
So, and these are all love songs, and it obviously that's one that it is a love song, or wouldn't be on the record. At what point did a song about birds turn into a love song?
Well, I can sing the song for you now that I'm
in the tuning. Why not? Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, live on WDUKY, it's Patty Larkin.
On their wings, they are turning. On their wings they fly. Shadows fade, the sun is burning high. Every day the light stays longer. Every day a sigh. Shadows fade, you start to wave goodbye. Thinking of leaving, you're leaving at a very bad time. If you're thinking of leaving, you're leaving at a very bad time. Gray on gray, the sky is changing. Gray on gray, sunrise. Morning breaks, the crimson waits behind. Only love can end the yearning. Only love knows why. Only love the color of your eyes. Thinking of leaving, you're leaving at a very bad time. If you're thinking of leaving, you're leaving at a very bad time. The sun is burning high.
Patty Larkin celebrating 25 years with 25 love songs and 25 friends. The CD is called 25. I like to think of it as a baker's double dozen.
There you go.
I got one more question for you. We're going to do 50? You're going to look. I'm looking forward to 50.
Have
you thought about
with,
that?
I was just playing with Cheryl Wheeler last night in Chicago. We decided we're going to do 50. Yeah, definitely.
50 friends. We'll
be different. We'll be playing Casio, your little laptop Casios or something. Something simple. I'm not kidding. You know, this is not a retirement CD. This is just a celebration. It goes on. You don't retire as a musician.
Do,
keep going.
Do not ever lose your sense of humor, please.
Thank you, Mike. This is really fun being here.
Thank you so much for joining us. Patty Larkin, everybody.